from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Modifications are being made to traffic lights in downtown Timmins to improve traffic flow on the major detour during Connecting Link reconstruction. BIA Executive Director Corey Robbins says they involve the lights on 2nd Avenue at Pine and Cedar Streets.
Those go to four-way stops after 6 p.m. every night, but now it'll be 24 hours a day.
The lights will still turn green during this afternoon's commute home. When they start flashing red at 6 o'clock, that's where they'll stay until construction is complete. No left turn signs have also been removed downtown. The total conversion of the ballpark at Hollinger Park into an event venue will not happen this year. The $185,000 in the 2024 city budget will be used to remove things like fencing and foul poles, but what happens beyond that is for next year's budget. The president of the Timmins Festivals and Events Committee relishes the idea of a larger space for Rock on the River and other events. John Olofsson says his group has already presented a list of what it would like to see. Better access to proper electricity is one thing. Another would remedy the issue of chairs not being allowed on the field.
And we're trying to bring the stage closer to those grandstands so they can be utilized. People can sit in the grandstands covered from the elements.
Olofsson says that dugouts could be used as a bar and a booth for bands to sell merchandise. The Canadian Cancer Society says the starting age for breast cancer screening should be lowered to 40 in all provinces and territories. The current guideline set by a national task force is for screening to start at age 50. The Cancer Society says about 13% of breast cancer cases occur in women in their 40s, and earlier diagnosis often means less invasive treatment and a more successful outcome. Support is growing in Ontario for a deposit return program covering non-alcoholic drink containers. Ontario is one of only two provinces that doesn't have a system for bottles and cans. An Abacus data poll shows 81% of Ontarians support implementing such an idea, up 5 points from last year. And Air Canada ranks below most of its North American counterparts in customer satisfaction. A survey by consumer analytics firm J.D. Power finds the country's largest airline placing last in both business class and premium economy. Air Canada came in 9th out of 11 peers in economy class. Delta and Southwest Airlines notched the highest scores. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.